clever for realizing you don't have to pay $5 for great coffee. There is freshly ground coffee at 7-Eleven for just $1. Be coffee clever at 7-Eleven.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Today FM Breakfast. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.
Maybe it's a brand new day.
We had a bachelor recap. We had some fun with roller coasters. Beautiful story there.
Boobies.
Story of
Samuel
love.
Johnson, Scott Cam.
Scott Cam, yeah. Who is my new celebrity crush.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah. My old celebrity crush was Jane Bunn, who is a news weather meteorologist in Melbourne on Channel 7, I think.
Oh,
she's got curves.
She'd go well on a roller coaster upside down.
She absolutely
careful.
Would.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, Cavalli.
She's beautiful.
She would.
She's just beautiful.
Jane Bunn.
Let's just say if she was in a car crash, she'd be fine.
Okay, you can say that because you've been in thousands of them. Let's leave it there.
Have a great potty.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Maybe it's a brand new day.
Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One, two, three, go!
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Yeah! Welcome, Sydney. Good morning to Grant, Ed and Ash. I would be the Grant component of that. What component would you be of that?
My name is Ash London. It's great to be here. It's a wonderful day to be alive. I had the quickest commute. I was running late today.
Yeah.
And I asked the universe. I said, God, universe, whoever's out there, I can't be late because Jace, our boss, is in on the show.
Yeah, he is.
And I got all green lights the whole way to work.
Thank you. Is that because you saw Brené Brown yesterday and you're now more connected to the universe?
Well, she's less about connection to the universe and more about connection to yourself.
Ooh. Is it because you donated 10 grand to Israel Folau?
Yeah. Does that get you closer? I didn't realise.
Yeah, that's what that says in the Bible.
Welcome to Thursday, dudes. Thursday's a great day. Thursday's the kind of day you just give it a little bit of a tap on the bot as it walks past and a bit of a wink in the eye.
A consensual tap on the bot.
Consensual?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Thursday gets you closer to Friday. The bit of eye candy that gets you to the finish line.
You mentioned caressing the day yesterday. What is it with you and touching the days of the week?
No, I'm just getting my hands all over my weekdays.
Have you been sex in a while?
Yeah.
Has a sickness made that you can't have a lot of sex?
Would you want to go near that after it's been doing what it's been doing for several weeks?
It's a bit. Look, to be honest, it's pre-Bali because we had kids sort of around us the whole time and they weren't sleeping and then I got crook, so no one has sex when you're crook.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, just dry hump the bench here for a little bit. So,
okay. Well, go for it.
And I'm going to look you in the eye while I do it, Ash London.
That's all right. Translate well.
Cavalier, you're next.
Who wants to...
He
didn't say no.
Didn't
say no, man.
Well, all right.
Categories is up next. Exactly. So, Arj Barker tickets up for grabs. All you got to do is play a really, really, really simple game called Categories. Mm-hmm.
13 10 60, call us. It's nice and easy. You could be there. Don't miss the hilarious Arj Barker live in Sydney this October and November. You can book now at arjbarker.com.
New categories.
All right, next category.
How many categories?
Let's pretend nothing happened and everything's
fine. I didn't hear anything.
Fine, whatever.
What are you talking about? I want to go to Arj Barker and so do these wonderful people. You got to give us three things in 5 seconds in a specific category. Lawrence from Kellyville, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Laurie, how you doing, bro? You
know, I'm good, thank you.
You know how this works, don't you?
Yeah, I have to guess three answers to a category.
Yeah, okay. Man. He's nailed it. He's nailed it. Which one should we give you?
Number one. Yeah, okay. Give a hard one.
This one's going to be... This one's going to be a little tricky. Here we go. 5 seconds to name three of Angelina Jolie's children. Go.
Siri. forgot who the other two are.
Siri's Tom Cruise and Katie
Holmes. You know what? To be fair to Lawrence, she's got that many that she doesn't know some of their names. So that's sorry about that, Lawrence.
First time Adele is up next. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning.
All right, do you want to win yourself some tickets to Arj Barker?
I want to.
Okay, well, all you got to do is tell me three actors who have played James Bond.
James Bond, okay. Daniel Craig, what's his name? Roger Moore.
No. You mixed two in one. No, she said Daniel Connery, like Daniel Craig and Sean Connery in one actor. Roger Moore was the best one.
Yeah, he's my favourite.
Yeah.
It was a bit saucy back then.
He
as
was
well.
A slut.
Was not PC at all. Not at all. Yana, welcome from Oran Park.
Hi, morning.
All right, let's see if we can get you off to Arj Barker. Here you go. You got 5 seconds to name Three beers. Go.
BB, Carlton, and Extra Dry.
Yeah, it was too easy for us. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Smashed it.
Good on you, darling. Get a double pass to the Arj Barker and have a beer. Have a beer and think of us when you're at the gig, all right?
I will. Thank you so much.
Coming to town. Can't miss him. Arj Barker live in Sydney this October and November. You can book now at arjbarker.com.
And the gold logo goes to Scott Cam.
Scotty Cam here.
Tools down.
Tools down. Love it. The new season of The Block premieres this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9 and Australia's favourite. Scotty Cam joins us. Good morning, mister.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fifth
Scotty.
Glorious season, amazing. My man.
And when I heard that you were fixing Opal Tower, I was skeptical.
Yeah. Big job. It's a big job.
Yeah, we've got 425 contestants. And,
Although, just on that quickly, though, Scotty, it's terrible, isn't it? This cladding they're finding and these buildings cracking. It's a bit of a worry, isn't it, apartment blocks around town?
I think so. I think possibly it sounds like to me that developers are just getting a little bit greedy, you know. Yeah. And you know what the problem is? I'm sure that no one's aware of this. You need a license, a building license, to build a home, a three-bedroom home. Mm. You need no license whatsoever to build a 50-story building.
Are you kidding me?
You, Grant Denyer, could go and build a 50-story building at Mascot round the corner. You know, you could.
Isn't that insane? Yeah. There's so many buildings now that have issues. Look, the advice that we were getting from the experts is if you're going to buy an apartment, don't buy one that's less than 10 years old because you just don't know the problems that have surfaced yet. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. And there's so many. Well, certainly we're speaking from a Sydney point of view. There is so many towers going up. If you haven't been there, like Liverpool and Parramatta, they've got towers everywhere going up. And going up in record time.
Yeah. Too fast. There's no way they're doing it properly.
Well, it's just all about the foundations and the reclaimed land that they're being built on, you see. Mm. You're getting reclaimed land of swamp or things like that, or tips, recycled areas, reclaimed. And that's a real problem because it settles and... Are we building according to that?
Interesting. Thank you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Did you know that The Block has given away more money than any reality show in Australian history? $20 million.
Oh, I think they pay off people from The Bachelor to be quiet.
Yeah.
That's official. That's above the table.
Yeah, that's like an enormous amount of money.
You know, yes. After 15 seasons, how's your patience? Because I've heard this year that you lose it. Absolutely let someone have it right between the eyes. What pushes you over the edge?
On several occasions too. Like not just once.
Really?
We have a few blues, yeah. Well, look, it's a pretty big build. This is the biggest build we've ever. I know I say this every year, it's the biggest block ever, but this actually is the biggest block ever. It's 500 square metres of floor space per house. Wow. And the Gatwick last year, for the people at home that watched The Block, 230 square metres at the Gatwick, so more than double the size.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting testy, everyone's getting broken, everyone's not finishing. Mm-hmm. So I'm arguing with people because... they're whinging about it, and if you're not into it, get out. There's the door.
I love it because you go. It's not your bloody rules. It's my bloody rules.
Correct.
Get out.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, for the next couple of minutes, Scotty Cameron is going to be our bloody rules.
Yeah, yeah, true.
We've got a bit of a game for you. It is called a Guess That Tool.
Oh yeah.
Where we will play you the name. I mean, the sound of a tool, and all you got to do is tell us what the tool is.
I'd love you to play me the name of the tool, like you just said first. I like those rules. Those rules are really
That's
good.
Clever. All right, first one. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What tool is that?
Well, that's a petrol-driven tool. It could be a demo saw about to cut some concrete, or it could be a chainsaw, but I don't think it sounds like a chainsaw. So
No, just go with chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw, is it?
Yeah, he's done it. He's on the board.
Yeah. Buddy's one
petrol
from one.
Driven tool. I love that in your hat was powered.
A petrol driven tool is what we call Gran as well.
Tool number two. What's this?
Well, it's a circular saw, I think. Remember, it sounds like you're doing a lot of cuts on it, though.
The answer is angle grinder, I'm afraid, Scotty.
No, it's not. That is not an angle grinder. That is not an angle grinder.
I will take Scotty Cam over our audio producer.
That is not an angle grinder.
Yeah, no, that's right. Okay, the circular saw, we're going to give him that one. This is great. Okay.
Next tool.
Yeah. That's a nail gun, and specifically a finishing nail gun.
Oh, that's excellent.
Can I say I'm aroused by this?
How good is this? This is a lot of fun, isn't it?
This is This is doing it for me.
All right, next all up.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe is a drop saw.
What's a drop saw? Is that the one where you go the wood?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, the answer we've got in front of us is bandsaw.
Oh, bloody, who's recording this?
Okay, so
that's not a bandsaw.
Didn't you nearly lose a finger to a bandsaw?
I did nearly lose a finger to a bandsaw.
All right,
I took the top of my index finger off and they sewed it back on.
You would know then what it sounds like, so
yes,
we'll go with you.
When a finger's going through it too.
Our final tool in Guess That Tool with Scott Cam. What's this one?
Well, is that your mobile phone on vibrate?
It's something on vibrate.
It's something on vibrate, but it's not a mobile phone.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not going to answer that
question. You know, it's exactly what it is.
It's a vibrator.
5 out of 5, Scotty Cam. What a legend you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us. A new season of The Block premieres this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. We'll all be watching. Good on you, mate.
Go get him, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Love this story. A family on holiday in Bali have been shamed online after they were caught red-handed stealing various items from their hotel room. So picture this scene. They're outside the hotel. They've left, this family, but they've been stopped by security and by the hotel staff and said, open your bags. They've opened their bags and they've taken from the hotel. Okay, they got a couple of towels. We've all taken a couple of towels.
Yeah.
They've ended up, they've also taken a soap dispenser, a mirror, some jars, and a hairdryer, right?
Oh, yeah. They're
red-handed. And fair play to them. This is them basically saying, yeah, we did it and we're happy to pay.
Open it.
Open.
I will pay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, I will pay.
I know you have a lot of money.
Extra money. I will pay.
This is no respect.
Sorry.
You go to Bali, you just
sorry.
Pay.
No respect.
Sorry.
Really sorry. I will pay.
He will pay, guys. He will pay.
He's loading a couch in the back of a van.
How good is sorry, I will pay? So, hairdryer, soap dispenser. So, on 131060, what have you taken from a hotel? Or maybe you are with someone or you travel with someone who's notorious. My wife is notorious.
What?
Everywhere we go, the bathrobes are going. At least one bathrobe is going.
Bathrobes.
Don't lie. She's
never
taken a bathrobe.
She's bathrobe-y. She has. We're on our honeymoon in New York and we get back and she's bathrobed them. And
you do realise that they have your credit card details on file and they will just charge you for the
bathrobe. Oh, yeah. Like she cares. Like she cares like what goes on a credit card. You were talking about the wrong woman. Once we're in New York, she just tiffs it. Then on the same trip, we're in Paris. And she took, you know, they have like a coffee table. Some hotels have like a coffee table and they have books on the coffee table.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's pinched one of the books.
Yeah, they're not for free either.
No, she just liked the, and she's like, as if they count the books because she it was like a picture book of Paris. And she's like, I don't know where they got it. And they'll have another copy.
She's my hero.
She is staggering at this. We got back from Bali once. She opened her suitcase. She had two Corbys in there. She was an unbelievable situation. She's notorious.
I didn't take Tiff for a notorious hotel stealer, and I like her more now.
What a renegade.
Oh, mate, she's rabid. One time she bought these, like, antique handbags or something. I can't remember what it was. But she also took a bunch of, like, creams from a hotel, and they burst in the bag. Ooh, and so they were all over the thing. But she still doesn't learn a lesson.
Karma.
She doesn't care.
Karma bit her in the ass. 131060, what have you taken from a hotel? Are you married or with a serial stealer? Grant Daniel, this has got your name written all over it. So I know that when we return, you will have some great stories about flogging stuff.
All right, what have you taken from a hotel room? 131060, chat to you after this.
Look, we've all taken stuff from hotels over the years and motels. On 131060, we want to know what you've taken from a hotel. Family in Bali were leaving. The hotel staff said, oi, you want to stop, please? They opened their bags and they got hair dryers in there and they got a few mirrors. They got a few jars. They got a soap dispenser. And this was their response.
Open it.
I will pay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I will pay.
I know you have a lot of money.
Extra money, I will pay.
This is no respect.
Sorry.
He will pay. God, I love that man. I love the guy saying no respect, and I love the guy saying sorry, I will pay. I love them all.
It's a good time.
So the question we're asking on 131060 is, what have you taken from a hotel? Granny, kick us off.
I live in hotels, so I can't steal anything because I have to return there and I don't want those judgy eyes. However, I've got a couple of klepto kids. And Sailor's not too bad. She just stole a fork the other day from breakfast.
Okay.
She showed it to us as she sort of walked out the door. We thought, we can't go back now and declare that you've stolen it. We're going to have to take it with us.
Yeah, it's ours now.
But Scouty, she stole a rock from a foyer, like a decorative rock that was like 3 kilo. So her, I don't know how her little hands, she stole it out. And then I picked up her backpack to sort of throw it in the car to go to the airport. I thought, why is this so heavy? There's a 3 kilo rock from the foyer in there.
She is going to be in jail by the time she's 20. John, in Penrith, who's stealing what from hotels, bro?
You're not going to believe what I took.
What?
Okay? Don't worry about hair dryers or mirrors. I took the safe. Well, I went to put my money in the safe. I closed the door. The whole thing bloody moved. So yeah. They obviously don't want it in the roof, so I just put it in my bag.
So it wasn't bolted down, John, and you thought, this is a bit of good gear.
You know what they say about Europeans, mate? Anything not bolted down, it's ours.
All right. I respect it, Johnny. Ashley's up next.
Love, Johnny.
This is your partner. What do they take?
Hello?
Hello, Ashley. What is your partner? Is your partner take stuff from hotels?
He's a serial taker for things. Yeah. He takes everything, but the most recent ones were he took photos off the wall. One's hanging in my bedroom and he gifted the other one to his mother.
He re-gifted it.
Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
And breakfast.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
Bachelor recap coming up next. But you just got, you know, it's all about the girls the first couple of nights. And this is the grab that's been doing the rounds.
I'm a astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Lol, bless her.
Fused astrophysicist with astrologist, I think, was the issue there. Yeah.
Thanks, Grant.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering.
Because as you know, Grant, astrophysics is?
The study of planets and finding an alternative to Earth is his main mission, you're wondering.
That's astronomy, isn't it?
That's
astrophysics.
Let's keep moving. Because one of the other, what really annoys me is when the girls rock up and give it this.
I'm really looking for love. I love being in love. Yeah, okay. I just love love. There's no feeling like it.
Boring. What we want.
That can't be your opening line. Enough.
Thank you. What we want is girls like Nicole from the Gold Coast. Already we're ahead because she's found a way to put an H in Nicole that doesn't belong there. And she's rocked up on a motorcycle and then given it some of this.
I'm not the ugliest person you've ever seen on the face of the earth.
Just the other day I had like 4 guys in a car. They were chasing me down, filming me on their Snapchat. I know.
All right.
What a legend.
I think this is going to be particularly fiery, just quietly. What about the chick that rocked up in a wedding dress?
Oh,
like,
God.
Whoa.
These people are very sad.
You would run a million miles.
Well, we've got Rosie Wardler next for the Bachelor Review. We'll deep dive into all of it.
Welcome to season 7 of The Bachelor.
Well, it is back on the television. I only watch the first episode of The Bachelor when the girls get out of the cars, and then I'm like, oh, it's all a bit too much.
No, it's a demonstration. It's a present. What's the female version of peacocking? Because that's what men do when they parade for the girls. But this is where the girls do it for the guy.
Don't know what the word is. Maybe we should ask the world's most famous Bachelor recapper. Her name is Rosie Waterland in the flesh to recap all the action. If you missed it, welcome, darling.
Hello. And I believe the word for that, Grant, is just everyday life.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Girls. Yeah.
Man hot.
It's my favourite part because not all of them are great, and that's the best bit.
Well, that is the best bit. The amazing stunt casting is next level this year.
Yeah. And do you think it's up to scratch? Is it better than last year? Do you think we're in for a good ride?
I think that Maths has really made them up their game because Maths has next level crazy and Bachelor often has, you know, a few rogue nutso girls.
Yeah.
But this year they've gone next level.
Oh, that's good because that means there could be more fights. That'll be more contentious stuff.
That's
It'll
what
get
you want.
Grotty and dirty.
Yeah.
I just want a glassing. Any chance of a glassing, do you think, so far?
I honestly do think so because this year there is a very clear line between the potential wifeys and the reject stunt casting. So, I mean, you guys mentioned Rachel, who's the one who turned up in the wedding dress.
Like, and worst call ever.
No, but best because as soon as the producers told her to do that, she would have been like, yep, Instagram star, Instagram famous. She doesn't want to win. She doesn't care. She's
she was the one with the monster drama. The monster lips, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yes. And she's totally going to end up married to an ex-con who like sells protein powder for a living. I love her. She absolutely will.
But she'll make it chic.
Yeah, she'll make it chic.
Totally. Yeah. In between all like the lip filler ads on it. She's getting what she wants out of this,
that's
Rosie.
That's her look, man. That's her vibe, the lip filler and the Gold Coast club openings. That's the dream life she wants. That's right. That's what she'll get after this.
What else did you love particularly about the first ep of the batch?
Well, you also mentioned Emma, who's the one who loves love, loves love.
Loves it.
Loves him, loves love. Just met him, it's love, it's true love. And so you know that she's going to just cut off a lock of Astrobachi's pubes and turn it into a necklace and hide it under a pillow.
Astrobachi. Yeah. Is that what we're calling him this season?
Astrobachi for sure, because as one of the girls who's not smart enough for me to remember, she said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He's, like, really smart. And they were all kind of shocked that he's an astrophysicist, but he also has a six-pack because this is network television.
Obviously. Yes, so. You've got can't to have
the be Astrobachi, my friend. And there has also been word that he may, and this is kind of sacrilege, have better hair than Osher.
Don't say it.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Jeez, there is a hair off. You're right. He had more height than Osher, I did know, and more volume. Like, it was dense.
I know. And look, it will almost be time, I'd say in a few years, for Osher's hair to detach from its host body and fulfill its rightful destiny of becoming the Merkin for Celine Dion. But for now,
that's Osher's still hosting. That's a wig for your pubes for people that don't know what a Merkin is.
Too early? No.
No, never too early.
All right. Good. Love you guys are my people.
Fantastic. Rosie, thank you so much for the recap.
Who's going to win?
Look, already the front runner is this country farm girl, but I've got to be honest.
From Parks?
Yeah, from Parks.
I liked her.
The girl from Parks.
I liked her.
I know, but
she's so sweet.
Here's the thing, Grant. I don't care about the loved ones.
No,
who gives it? I mean,
boring.
Batchy says that he's on the show for love and he doesn't care about a media career, but yes, he does. He's already trademarked hot science guy pitching a segment on Studio 10, so I just want the drama.
You're not going to be happy until someone clubs someone else with a candelabra.
That's absolutely correct.
My girl. Well, The Bachelor returns tonight, 7:30 on 10, and Rosie's new podcast is called Just the Gist. My producer's spelling with a G. Is gist spelled with a G or a J?
It is. It's gist.
My bad. I take it back.
Just the gist. And for the next 12 weeks, we're doing Just the Gist of The Bachelor every Friday.
All right.
Grab that every Friday. There you go.
From everywhere you get your podcast. Rosie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
I had a sad but hilarious thing happen to me last night, boys. Now, as you know, I'm very body positive. I love my body. It's healthy.
Yeah, you're killing
my, you know, legs get me around. There's no cancer. My blood's good. I'm very thankful for my beautiful body.
Absolutely.
And I've always kind of weighed the same, right?
Yep.
I've always weighed 60 kilos. And then in December, went to this health farm and, you know, as usual for my whole 60 kilos. And then last night, and I don't exercise much lately and, you know, I live my best life, but I'm happy. So I'm at the chiropractor and there was a scale there and he was kind of filling out the thing so that we could, you know, do these photos and my posture or whatever. And he's like, well, how tall am I? I go, 5'2". He's like, how much do you weigh? I'm like, oh, I don't really weigh myself, but I've always been 60. And there were some scales there. I was like, oh, I may as well, you know, have a look.
Jump on.
And they're the kind of scales that say the weight at you.
Oh, that's like a you bit weigh. Aggressive.
So I like stand on it because I've just told him I weigh 60 kilos. And I stand on it and goes, you weigh 66 kilos. And I was like, what? And I looked at him like, the scales are wrong, right? He goes, oh, yeah, don't worry. The scales are definitely wrong. And I was like, how sure are you that the scales are wrong? Like, I don't care how much I weigh, but I feel like 6 kilos is a bit to put on. Yeah, and he's like, you know, no, it's fine, it's fine. They're definitely out. And then there were these 6 kilo, a kettlebell.
Yeah.
And he goes, here, to prove it, we'll put the 6 kilo kettlebell on the scale.
Yep. And it'll come up zero, so you'll know the difference is 6 kilos.
Exactly.
Kilos.
So I'm like, oh, thank, this is a great idea. So he puts the kettlebell on the scale and he goes,
oh, dear.
You weigh 6 kilos.
No! Do you know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is if you get on one of those scales and it says, one at a time, please.
I saw something pretty powerful last night on The Project, starring also one of our own, one of our team members here, Mr. Ed Cavalli. It was a presentation by Peter Hellyer, a very important discussion to have about mental health and, unfortunately, the horrific statistics of of suicide in this country. And, Cav, I know it involved one of your good mates, but it was well done for talking about it because it was a discussion we all have to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Peter. Obviously, we were talking about our very, very close friend and a former radio colleague called Richard Marsland, who most people in and around the entertainment industry have some connection to Rich. Obviously, he worked with me on Tony Martin on Get This. Mm-hmm. He's worked with McAuliffe, Will Anderson, everybody. Everybody knew. To know him was to love him. He was one of the happiest people that I knew or that any of us knew, and we didn't know how much Rich was struggling. Over the years, and we all had, you know, a similar response, obviously, when we got the terrible news that that he'd taken his own life. And Pete started, or as part of the report, he brought out some statistics. I didn't know these. And like you said, Grant, they're shocking to hear.
200 people attempt it every single day in Australia. 8 will die. 6 of them will be men. We need to talk about it more.
That is absolutely crazy. I mean, and this isn't just in entertainment or comedy. This is in Australia. You know, no, this is right. Men, you know. In the comedy circles, I mean, from the outside, you look at it and go, yeah, but you guys are all mates and you're all happy and everyone must be always in a good mood because, you know, you're comedians, but I suppose that's not the case.
No, and I'm sort of struck by a statistic that I read in The Telegraph the other day, which is that statistically, the most dissatisfied with their life group at the moment is men who live in the suburbs. Mm. And that's sort of becoming more and more telling as the pressures of just commuting and life and money, et cetera, get harder and harder. Because that's me. I'm a man who lives in the suburbs. That's you, Grant. That's you, MC. Yeah. And we're right in that age group. And the bit that I wanted to play today, and you can, of course, we'll put up a link to the whole report, was Richard's parents were in it, and that was very, very powerful for me. Obviously, people I've known for a long time, but to hear them talking about their sadly departed son, and the idea that we all sort of said that Richard had got to a point where he felt that...
It's all right, mate.
Take your time.
It's hard. You don't know that someone's struggling and they're in a situation where they think.
Yeah, he thought that people would be better off without him.
Hmm.
And this was his very brave mother's, Ali, speaking about that. With Pete.
The world will not be better off without you. Your family will not be better off. We're not better off without Richard. I'm not better off without my son. My daughters are not better off without their brothers. And my grandsons are not better off without their uncle. And I know Peter's only had one son. And he's definitely not better off without him.
Hmm.
So to hear that, I guess my message today would be if there is someone who's heard this or you're living with someone that you think might be struggling, you know, make sure you reach out. To Lifeline, but also there is someone that loves you.
Hmm.
There is people that care about you and that want you around and that need you around and that that there are people in your life, even if right now you don't think there are, those people are there and it might only take one phone call to get that process started.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't able to do that for Richard. And so now all we've got left is to talk about him and hope that if there is anyone that is even mildly struggling, there's someone who loves you and people who want you in this world.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing. We love you, darling, and it's absolutely true. If you're struggling... If you know someone who's struggling and you don't know how to approach the situation, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. There is so much help out there. We love you guys. Thanks, Ed. Love you, Doug.
The much-loved actor.
You may have seen him on your telly starring in The Secret Life of Us, Underbelly or Rush.
His career on hold to raise money and awareness for cancer research.
Would you please welcome...
Samuel Johnson!
Yeah!
All right. Well, he's approaching friend of the show status because it's always a pleasure having him in. Dear Dad is out next month in all good bookstores. It is a book collated, perhaps edited, overseen, curated by the one and only Samuel Johnson. Hey, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Do those titles work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I reckon curated's probably the best one there. Yeah, I rang up a bunch of celebrity mates and got them to write letters to their fathers. And I opened up a can of worms.
Well, I was going to say, I've been reading it, and Shannon Knowles' letter to his dearly departed father is really heartfelt. Just hearing him, you know, or reading him talk about the missing of his father and his own journey as a father as well, Sam. It really, you know, someone who's just got a 2-year-old and who's relatively new to fatherhood, it really, really hits home, you know?
Yeah, and he thanked his dad for also instilling his love of the land.
Right.
I liked Joel Creasy's, actually. You know, Joel Creasy's old man.
What did
he say? Joel Creasy's old man was the original solo man from the 80s ads.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, with the moustache.
And you know, the crocodile.
Yeah, low on fizz so you can slam it down fast. Yeah. And he was a rugby player, I think, at the highest level. And
and he had Joel.
And Joel was running around the house as a kid, just like literally just singing all the lyrics to Les Mis. and he thanked his old man for letting him not be a rugby player.
That's
so many really, really interesting letters and insight into some celebrities that we didn't that we don't normally have. And they're all really thankful afterwards, actually, because it actually taught them that perhaps it's a good exercise, you know, to write to a loved one before it's too late, because you never know when the old proverbial bus is going to come around the corner.
Because your dad was a writer. What was your relationship with your dad like?
Yeah, he was good. As I was a kid, he was great. But we didn't get along well as adults. He never really adjusted to me as an adult.
Mm. Is that being the career choice or just who as a person and personality?
Yeah, his problems with me were well justified, I see now. Right.
Okay. As you get a bit older and look back, you go, I'll pay it.
Yeah,
Have you healed that though? Like, have you sort of resolved that yourself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he was a loving dad and we were on good terms when he died.
Yeah, good.
It was all good, but I thanked him for in my letter for teaching me to never allow myself to become bored and for fostering my enthusiasm, which has really, you know, thrust me beyond my wildest aspirations.
Yeah. This is your second book as well, because the first one was The Letters to Santa, which you asked me to write one for, which was lovely. Thank you. It was good fun. But these are going tremendously well for your fundraising for Love Your Sister. So I know when you're on Dancing with the Stars and you won that, and that was incredible, you were really pushing towards the $10 million target.
Yeah.
So are the books really playing a big role in this?
Yeah, they are. They are. I mean, we raised about $700,000 off Dear Santa last year, which is obviously well why we're going again. Hey, Denzi. I'm on 9.7 million.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I am so close, mate. If this book sells well, it's going to tip me over the
$10 million. What are you going to do when you hit 10 million?
I'm
how do
smashed.
You Connie be giving you the thumbs up from heaven. Yeah, like, all right, mate, go for it.
I'll drink a few of what she used to drink. She used to drink the bitch pops, you know, the she called them that, not me.
Unreal, mate. Well done.
We can't wait to see you celebrating when you get to that 10 million.
Yeah,
very,
I'll be
very
dancing
soon.
In the nude.
If you want to help, if you want to see Samuel Johnson dancing in the nude down in Guava Cruises, get yourself a copy of Dear Dad. It's out next month in all good bookstores, and he's waving at me.
And if you buy it at loveyoursister.org, more of the proceeds will go to research.
Get it from the website.
Good heads up.
Good on you, darling.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
I love roller coasters, guys. You know I'm an adrenaline junkie and a thrill seeker and a wild man.
Yeah.
A wild man. I was on the SeaWorld roller coaster once all day. All day, and I had like a.
What do you mean all day?
I had a hot dog taped to my hand with gaffer tape and a Coke in the other hand, and I just sort of sipped and ate it as I just kept going round and round.
How did they let you stay on? Because you're Grant Denyer.
It wasn't legal, but yeah, of course we did it. We did it for a stunt.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's good.
Did an ibis hit you in the head?
How funny is that story?
That I mean, you couldn't pay me to get on a roller coaster, but if I was on a roller coaster and someone had paid me $1 million and an ibis hit me in the head, I would just pray for
them. So I think it was Movie World, and it's one of those hyper coasters, so super fast and wild with lots of turns and rolls and twists.
Yeah,
she's like, they're coming out of a loop, and this girl cops an ibis full speck in the face.
It's for no one.
And there's not a lot of fat on an ibis. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of cushioning.
Beak.
There's no rubbish.
Bony, mate.
It's just, you're just getting bone on cheekbone.
Not for me.
Good bit of vision. But I got to tell you, one of my favourite things about being on a roller coaster happened to actually be with my wife.
That's nice.
And I thought, cute thing to do, we'll hold hands, it'll be great. It was a hot summery day. She had a lovely little dress on. It was a sort of shoulderless number.
Cute.
It was braless.
Okay, so where's this going?
And so I thought, wouldn't it be great is while the ride is going upside down, because it hangs upside down for quite a while, the Green Lantern at Movie World, I decided to reach across while it was upside down and reef on her top.
Hilarious.
And out come the bajungas.
Right?
The bajungas are just, they're set free. Be free, bajungas.
And that is funny. That's funny. If Adrian did it to me, I would laugh.
Funny until I realised whilst we're upside down and the boobs are akimbo, it's where all the cameras are that take the photos for every single person on the ride. So she's just chasing boobs in the air trying to jam them back in her top.
She loved that, I'm sure.
Oh, let's ask her. Shezzy Danya, was that one of your favourite moments in our relationship for sure?
No. And I love how you sugarcoat it. I was actually breastfeeding at the time, and my breast milk soaked pad flew out of my top, and I swear hit someone in the mouth behind
me. Oh, wow.
So embarrassing. And when we got down to look at the photos, the look of horror on the kids who were in front of us.
Oh, because you've ruined their photo as well, Shezzy, because other people, you all share a photo.
Not ruined, improved. Yeah. We all got a bit of Shezzy's tartars.
Oh, my God.
I just stood there just watching everyone's faces flicking through their photos at the booth afterwards. It was priceless.
Why do you stay married to this man, Shezzy?
You know what? I'm questioning it.
Yeah.
Great story, guys.
8:46.
13:10:60. If you've got something you want to talk about,
Ash. Ash can't be bothered doing our own radio show. Trin, our social media producer, has stepped in. So just. Okay. All right. Now just get over yourself for a sec. And now what I need you to do is be Ash. Be Ash and do the solicit for one last thing. Take it away.
Okay. Oh, my God, I love spiritual things and Pilates and yoga.
That's good.
And I really want to pet my dog, cried. Honey.
Can we have that in English now? Is that English or some weird Kiwi language?
She did really well. Good on you, Trin. So far, so good. And then say, I almost cried at something really innocuous.
I almost cried at something really innocuous. I don't know the word.
She does not know what innocuous means, guys. Come on.
All right, great work, Trin. Now, solicit for one last thing.
Cool for one last thing.
What number?
Well done.
13:10:60.
There we go.
Yay. You start tomorrow. Well done.
About anything that's happened in the show this morning. What have we talked about? What's happened?
Oh, we had heaps.
Have you
of
done
stuff.
Something on a roller coaster?
Maybe,
have you?
Yeah, have you done something with your partner on a roller coaster? Did you watch Batchy last night? Whoa,
that's a good one. Who was your favourite on the Batchy? Good call. Well done, Trin. Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Thought Ash has walked into the studio. What do you think? What do you think of that?
I think she did great, but I don't know how. 60. I mean, this isn't. She said 13:10:60.
Oh, yeah. So it's that's
what Grant would call because he's a sex pest.
It's been a big show, and we're about to go. So give us a ring for one last thing.
Oh, I like her. She's a chick who rocks up on a motorbike, and she's full of lip, and she's gonna carve that joint up.
Does that mean she's had big fillers put in? Or
no, I meant like as in like she's,
she talks.
Yeah, talks the big game.
Who's your favourite, Sylvie?
Well, I think the girl that got the golden ticket, Ellie. She's kind of a
The country girl. The Mauritian, the French talking Mauritian. I've got a question about the Mauritian, which I might bring. Up tomorrow because she claims to be a wellness expert and health something or another. So I got
area of expertise, Cav.
I got a question about her tomorrow.
I like that.
Kim from Lane Cove, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, hey, Ash.
I know this voice.
How are you, lovely?
Hello, Kim. Now, Kim is the amazing listener who won a ticket to come with me yesterday to see Brené Brown.
Wasn't she amazing?
She was amazing. For people listening who have no idea who Brené Brown is, here's a bit of her Netflix special. It gives you an idea.
How many of you want more love, intimacy, joy? True belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are.
Oh, Kim, how good was it?
Oh, it was so good. So good. Did you have a favorite takeaway, Ash?
I think my favorite takeaway was showing up to hard conversations and always saying what you need and clearing things up. And did you like what she talked about, how making up stories in your mind?
Oh, 100%. So, they were all just crafting our own stories, and they're more often than not, like, detrimental to actually real, right?
They're not real. We think we know what's happening if someone looks at us badly and we tell ourselves this story, but most of the time we're just being crazy people. Kim, I'm so glad you had fun. And you know what?
It was
so fun hanging out with you. You're a legend.
Thanks, and you too.
I won't lie. She's been really raving about you all morning this morning, Kim, saying how awesome you were, and you guys hung out and had the best time. So she's in love with you.
It was a great day. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. It was a lifetime opportunity. I'm really, really grateful.
You're welcome. Oh, and also, Kim, I've bought you all of the Brené Brown books, and we're going to put those in the post for you. So you've got all the Brené Brown books on the way for you. You've got three kids. Yay. I don't know where you're going to have the time to read them, but good.
Yeah. On the toilet.
No, but now I can mark up the margins, so I'm excited now. That's brilliant.
Oh, good on you, darling.
Good on you. I'm glad that worked out. That's lovely. Debbie, Beverly Hills, last thing. Yes. Deb, bring us home.
Hello.
Hello, Deb. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say something to Ed, that I was listening to what he was saying about his friend, and it was good that he shared his emotions with everybody. On the radio.
Debbie, we loved it as well, Dal.
Thank you, Deb. Yes, it's a great loss. And if people are very, very sadly taking their own lives or thinking about it, as I said before, no, we are not better off without you. There are people who love you, and you please, just one conversation, one something, you never know what you might be able to do for somebody.
We're proud of you, Ed, for being able to talk about something so difficult because it's an important thing for all of us to remember, mate. So thanks for sharing it.
Someone needs help. You're not sure how to approach it. You can call Lifeline. They're always there. There is always an ear to listen. Their number is 13 11 14.
Clever for realising you don't have to pay $5 for great coffee. There is freshly ground coffee at 7-Eleven for just $1. Be coffee clever at 7-Eleven.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Today FM Breakfast. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.
Maybe it's a brand new day.